Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 23rd of September. Yorkshire-based trainers were out of luck in the Airgold Cup last Saturday, with 25-1 shot Louis the Pious, trained by David O'Meara, having to settle for second place to the impressive winner Highland Calori, trained at King's Clear by Andrew Balding and ridden by apprentice jockey Ocean Murphy, who went on to record a remarkable four winners in the saddle. There was some consolation in that Sheriff Hutton trainer Mick Easterby took the Silver Cup at Ayr, courtesy of Ancient Cross, after which the veteran handler announced that he would be retiring from the training ranks at the end of the year, to be succeeded by his son and assistant David. It'll be the end of a colourful 60-year classic-winning career. Moulton trainer Richard Fahey assured that a big prize would come back to Yorkshire, not from Ayr but from Newbury, when recent Ripon winner Supplicant beat stable companion Rufford to clinch the Group 2 Millreave Stakes in the hands of Tony Hamilton. Now, looking at the week ahead on the Yorkshire courses, the season at Beverley comes to an end tomorrow, Tuesday, with an 8-race programme on the Westwood starting at 2:10. Sprinters take part in the feature race at 3:40, a conditions race over 5 furlongs. And what a race it promises to be, with veteran Group 1 winning Borderless Scott in the lineup, along with former Duke of York Stakes winner Tiddlywinks. In their prime, this would have been a penalty kick for them, but age is catching up with them. Nevertheless, it will be a marvellous to see these two lock horns with 8 others in the race. It's the turn of Redcar on Wednesday, when racing at the Seaside Track is set to begin at 2:10. And then the action moves to Pontefract on Thursday, starting at 2:20. There's a £20,000 handicap contest over 1.25 miles featured at Pontefract. Then next Saturday, the final meeting of the season takes place at Ripon. It's a 2:10 start to racing at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse. The principal race is the Ripon Cathedral City of the Dales Handicap Stakes, a contest for sprinters over 6 furlongs, offering increased prize money of £30,000. Also on Saturday, Newmarket stages a top-class programme featuring the Group 1 Cheveley Park Stakes for 2-year-old fillies, the Group 2 Royal Lodge Stakes for 2-year-old colts, the Group 1 Sun Chariot Stakes for older fillies and mares, and the Cambridgeshire Heritage Handicap over 9 furlongs. This latter race looks like attracting top-notch Tonto, the winner recently of a Group 3 race over 1 mile at Haydock Park for Moulton trainer Brian Ellison, along with recent Doncaster Handicap winner Ascription, trained at Newmarket by Hugo Palmer. Well, last month's Group 2 Lowther Stakes winner at York, Lucky Chris Stahl, is in the entries for the Cheveley Park Stakes, and the 1,000 guineas winner Sky Lantern could be heading back to Newmarket for the Sun Chariot Stakes. Enjoy your racing.